Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 29. Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets." Richard was homeless. He would stand on the side of the street holding a sign that said, "Laid off too long. Anything helps." One day, a woman named Kenyatta stopped to talk with Richard. He told her that he'd lost his job and would just like enough money to get his phone turned back on so places he had applied for a job would have a way of reaching him. Kenyatta drove him to the store and paid his cell phone bill for the next 2 months. When Richard's phone was charged and turned on, he saw that he had a message. It was a job offer. It was a wonderful day for Richard. And the message that made it so wonderful was there the whole time, just waiting for him to discover it. In the story Jesus told about a rich man who went to hell and a poor man who went to heaven, Abraham told the rich man where his still living brothers could find an amazing message, the message of God's love for them and his will for their lives. It was a message that would tell them how they could avoid ending up in the terrible eternity their brother was experiencing. The message could be found in the words of the Bible. The poor man in Jesus' story knew all about that message. Although his life had been filled with suffering and pain, the Bible told him that his Lord promised him an eternal life without any suffering or pain. And that is precisely what the Lord gave him when his life ended. The Bible has the same message for you. Through faith in Jesus, the one who delivered you from your sins and promises you heaven, you can look forward to an eternity of peace and joy. If you ever find yourself doubting it, go back to the Bible and read his promises once again. The message of his love and forgiveness is always ready and waiting for you there. Father in heaven, thank you for all that you have graciously given me through Jesus. Give me a faith that trusts all that you tell me about him in your word. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.